Welcome everyone to Piers Healy High School, the Emma Memorial Athletic Center, for tonight's Granite Ridge Conference volleyball action, featuring the visiting Foley Falcons and your home Piers Pioneers. Good evening, everybody. I am Rick Brammond. Foley wins the JV match 2-1. Piers won the opener 26-24. Foley took set two, 25-18, and then the third, 15-9. Pioneers are playing their best stretch of volleyball of the season right now, coming off a big win at Malacca and an exciting win last Tuesday, a week ago tonight, at Holden, 1-4 straight, headed back to their tournament a couple of Saturdays ago. Sheila Wheeler is the coach of the Fisher, coach of the Pioneers. As we are just about set to go, Falcons, blue jerseys, black shorts, white letters and numbers. Libero in white. Pioneers in their blacks with the red numbers and letters trimmed in white. So Piers and Foley tonight. It's the start of a busy week for the Pioneers as they will head to St. Cloud on Thursday to take on the co-conference leader, St. Cloud Cathedral, on Thursday. Cathedral right now locked up with Albany at the top of the Granite Ridge Conference standings, both at 6-1. Cathedral is at winless Zimmerman tonight. And when I say winless, I mean winless in the conference, while Albany is at Mora, a team that is in a three-way tie with Piers and Malacca at 3-3 in the Granite Ridge. Right now, Albany and Cathedral sit at 6-1 in the standings. Then it's Piers, Malacca, Mora all at 3-3. Foley is a half game back at 2-3 in the Granite Ridge. Foley last played on Thursday, sweeping Little Falls in three. And prior to that, they had lost three to Maple Lake. So 1-1 last week for the Falcons. Pioneers will go to St. Cloud, as I mentioned, Thursday. And then their week continues on Saturday with a first ever trip up to Pelham to the KLN tournament, as they will be in action there. A 15-team field, originally a 16-team field, but one team had to drop out, so that's going to get started on Saturday up in Pelham, and Coach Fisher and the team, I'm sure, are excited to head up that way. So we'll be back with Coach Fisher next on You Were There Sports.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. All of us at Sunrise Ag hope you and your family are staying safe and healthy during these crazy times of farm field work and school starting back up. We currently have $2 off per bag on Tuffy's dog and cat food and up to $5 per bag off Amp Max milk replacer. Please keep us in mind for all your agriculture and household needs. Sunrise Ag is also looking for a full-time person to help in our feed mill in Buckman. A Class A license is a plus, but not required. Contact Jason and Buckman if you are interested. Call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com or like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do. And go Pioneers!
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Joining me on tonight's pre-match interview, Beth Fisher, coach of the Pioneers. And coach, girls are really playing their best volleyball of the season. What's it going to take to keep it rolling against an up-tempo type team like Foley tonight?
Yep, Foley's going to be a little bit different than the teams we saw last week. They will be a probably faster-paced offense and bigger blockers. Their defense, as far as digging, might not be quite as fast. They might not cover as much area, but their block will cover more. So, really, though, it's the same strategy. We still got to mix up our shots. We still got to put it places. If it doesn't work, we got to mix it up and try something else. So it's really still kind of the same strategy, even though it's going to look a little different.
I would think that the good stretch of play that the girls have put together here leads itself to a lot of buildup in self-confidence, which in turn, I think, kind of feeds. They can maybe play at a higher tempo maybe than just knowing that, hey, we're in a good flow. We can match that.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're ready for some, you know, let's move to the next level. Let's see what we can do. Yeah.
It's the start of a really big week for you here. You go down to Cathedral on Thursday night and then a first ever trip up to Pearl. Let's talk about that tournament and how that came to be. I understand it was supposed to be last year. Obviously, didn't happen, but that's a fun tournament up there.
Yeah, so what happened was we used to play in the Moose Lake tournament, and it's fun to go up and play different teams, but in the Moose Lake tournament, we were playing mostly class single A teams, and so it wasn't helping us at all. We decided we wanted to try to get more teams that were in our section on our schedule, so that's why we switched to the Perm tournament. The Perm tournament is a bigger tournament. It's normally 16 team. They had one team drop out, so they're down to 15, but we'll see different teams that we don't see anywhere else throughout the season. Some are in our section. All those sections have changed now since we decided to go up there, but there's still a handful of them from our section, so it'll be a good, different competition.
Number one concern then about this Foley team is you get ready to start another win streak here in this week?
Well, I think we just got to go out there and play our game, and I think we'll be fine, but I think we do need to keep in mind that their blocking is going to be tougher than what we saw at all last week.
All right, Coach, good luck.
Thank you.
Coach Fisher of the Pioneers to get ready to face the Falcons in Granite Ridge action. You'll hear it next on You Were There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Morgan Polkamp, member of the Pierce tennis team. All fall sports are in full swing. Pierce is very proud and fortunate to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to our sponsors who make this broadcast possible and who took out ads in our fall and winter booklets. Also, thanks to everyone who makes the Pierce community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics in Little Falls. I'm inviting you to stop in and see all that we have to offer in store. We carry a full line of GE appliances and even have select models in stock and ready to go. If it's a new TV you're after, we have LG and Samsung TVs in stock and also offer professional delivery and installation. Our shelves are packed with all of the cables, hookups, and parts that you might need for your DIY electronic and audio projects. Swing in and visit us at Design Electronics today for appliances, TVs, and electronics, and we'll show you the design difference.
All right, we are underway with Kendra Sekulla's opening serve delivered, and the Pioneers will play it to the net, and there is a block up front by Olish and sent across by Foley's left outside hitter number 14, Madison Barron. And the Pioneers will be called for a violation, and it's 1-0 Foley to start. Short serve, and it's an ace to start things off in the rotation. Claire Shimleski makes it 2-0. Claire and Claudia Shimleski, along with Samantha Lewandowski. Here is Sekulla setting up. Skiba just tips it over. Played back to the libero, Macy Long, and sent deep to Sekulla. They will chase it, and it's going to get out over the Pioneer bench. So a 3-0 start for Foley tonight. And it'll be a service again for Claire Shimoleski, senior setter for the Foley Falcons. And it's good to Lochner. Lochner to Sakulla. Back for Kim, and her first swing is blocked up front. Denied up front by Marley Wheeler. 4-0 start for the Falcons. And this is Olish. Sakulla back to Kiara. Back row dig up to Shimoleski. Swing off the block, and that's another kill for the Falcons. Madison Barron, 5'9 junior. 5-0 start for Foley here. Sheila Wheeler up instructing her squad. They've done everything right so far for a 5-0 lead. And the serve. Middle to Lochner. Ahead to Sakulla. Outside left side. And there's a kill for Olish. Kiara rips it home. And the Pioneers are on the scoreboard. 5-1. 5-1 serve. Coming in is Brenna Dickman. Brenna serving over in the far corner, replacing Kimmon. Brenna's done such a good job filling in this role, and she almost dropped an ace in, if not for a sprawling save by Samantha Lewandowski. Now a tip by Leidenfrost is down. Katie with the left-handed floater. 5-2. Back-to-back points for the Pioneers. Coach Fisher giving her front row some instructions. Here's another Dickman serve. Up to the middle, the setter is Claire Shimoleski. Hammered but dug by Lochner. And the Pioneers chasing, and they're gonna call for a lift, are the Pioneers. 6-2 Foley, opening set. And this is Madison Barron, 5'9 junior. And before we get her serve, looks like Coach Fisher wants to bring in Kimmon back. And the floor official explaining, I think, to Kendra why that lift was called on her. 6-2 Foley. Barron ready now as the whistle sounds. And that is Ashley Kimmon. Here's Leidenfrost down the side, dug nicely by Long. Falcons run that down and play it across. Up to the net is Sakulla. Back set for Olish. Tip, Long got a piece of it. And from deep, it is Barron sending it back to Lochner. Sakulla for Olish. Back row, and that's good. Kill for Olish, 6-3. Just inside the service line. And now it's Lynn Skiba to serve. Pioneers are serving left to right. Here's Lynn. Over and to the net, Shimoleski. Here's Michaela Deedle, too much. Boy, her eyes got big. That was right in her swing zone and just put too much on it as it sailed on her. 6-4 now. Here's Skiba again, left to right. Lynn. And that's going to be chased down by Deedle near the Pioneer students and free balled across by Long. Ahead, Sakulla. Here comes Leidenfrost delivering. Excellent feed from Kendra Sakulla to Katie Leidenfrost. And the Pioneers are within one, 6-5. Here comes a potential tying serve for Lynn Skiba. Played by Macy Long. Short little tip, nice little directional tip by Marley Wheeler getting the job done. 7-5 Falcons, they will sub. Claudia Shimoleski back in. This is Deedle serving. Down to a knee goes Kimmon to play it. Here comes Olish, and she mishit into the net. It is an 8-5 Foley lead in the first set. And Foley took the JV match 2-1. Good sliding dig there by Maddie Lochner to play it over to Leidenfrost. Up to the net comes Shimoleski, and hammered home from the left side by Samantha Lewandowski, a no-doubter. 9-5, Falcons early lead. And Michaela Deedle, 5'11 senior, will serve. Lochner again has to drop down low to play it. up to the net. Hoskins gets it in. Lexi found the seam, and it's 9-6. Olish will serve, and Trista Creek will come in for Kendra Sakala. And here is Kiara's serve right down the middle, kind of knuckles to the middle row defender, and knocked deep to Kimmon. Up ahead, Olish, and we're going to get a lift on Kiara. 10-6 lead for the Falcons here. Malacca's in Little Falls tonight. Albany at Mora. Cathedral at Zimmerman. There's a service error into the net by Claire Shimoleski. Excuse me, that was Marley Wheeler. Here now is a Leidenfrost serve. It's to Long, to Wheeler, and up to the net. Punched across by Claire Shimoleski. Left side, here's Kimmon down the side to Long in the back row. They go back to Wheeler, knocked across. Up to the net, here's Hoskins on a tip. Played by the Falcons again. There's a pass that got it over to Creek, and she swings it right back to the Foley attack. Tipped at the net, down to the floor to play at Lochner, and now Kimmon directs it over. Long plays it from the back, and Wheeler does not get it across. Excuse me, Samantha Lewandowski. Little off balance for Samantha Lewandowski there. And it's into the net for a 10-8 score. Foley by two. Good serve by Katie Leidenfrost up to the net. Tipped deep by the Falcons, Claudia Shimoleski. And there's a big block up front by Shimoleski. 11-8. That was the main concern for Coach Fisher, the block of the Falcons. And the serve coming right to left. That is just over Leidenfrost. Good play. And now Kimmon got it. Ashley Kimmon makes it 11-9. Maddie Lochner's turn to serve. Skiba, Creek, Kimmon up front. Olish, Leidenfrost, and Lochner on the serve to Long. Left side coming. Hit is in. Lochner pulled back from it, but Barron had plenty of room to hit the line. So 12-9 on the kill. And now Foley will serve with their libero, Macy Long. And it is Maddie Lochner looking ahead. Olish wants Skiba. Long in the back row, cannot play it. 12-10, Falcons lead is two. And Kendra will come in for Trista Creek. Sakala to serve. Foley has led the entirety here. And here is Kendra's serve. Up to the net, played there. Lewandowski, and it's off a tip. Credit the kill to Foley's Madison Barron. Her second. Yeah, it was tipped. It should be 13-10, not 12-11. And now another Foley serve coming. High floater to Katie in the middle back. Sakala, and from deep, it's Olish looking for the line and missed it. Just a little too hard. It is a 14-10 Falcon lead. Claire Shibleski. Head to Lochner. Left side, Olish, lift on Lochner. Or excuse me, on Kendra. 15-10. Claire Shimoleski serving. Good serve, but right to Olish. Olish plays it over. Big hit by Kiara, dug by Long. Oh, and miss hit there. Setter Shimoleski had a split right between her fingers and drop at her feet. Now pulled those hands apart a little too quick. Now Dickman checks in for Kimmon on the service exchange. 15-11 serve, Foley by four. Brenna sends it to the sideline. This is going to be a scramble, and it's a winner. Long went sliding and just punched it up in the air. Nobody could get to it, and it's a 15-12 score. Service for Brenna Dickman, the senior. Renna with a good serve, middle back. Shimoleski looks right side. Barron pushes it deep. Dickman plays it over to Olish, and her free ball is across to Shimoleski. And from the left side, Barron is blocked up front, kept alive to Leidenfrost. Right side, Olish looks for the side and pushed it too wide. Into the waiting hands of Ben Vernig over there. Kimmon replaces Dickman now. And at the service line is Madison Barron. Foley 16, Pierce 12, opening set. Lochner, good first pass. Sakala to Leidenfrost. Good dig by Barron. Shimoleski. And Wheeler pushes it back to Maddie Lochner. And that pass chases Kendra into the net. No play for Kendra. Off target, and it's 17-12, Falcons. Barron sends the serve to Lochner. Sakala right in the middle, goes left side. Leidenfrost delivers off the block of Deedle. 17-13. Katie with the kill there, her third of the night. And Lynn Skiba is up in service rotation. Lynn ready. Ooh, hard serve dug there by Barron. Deedle takes a whack. It's played back. Deedle again, and that one wide. The dig went right back to the net, and Deedle took a second swing at it and sent it into the Pioneer bench. It is a 17-14 score. Neither coach has used a timeout here. It's been straight sailing through, and there's an ace off long. And as I say that, Coach Wheeler will use her timeout. Pioneers have closed within two. 17-15 Foley, first set.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, back to serve again is Lynn Skiba. Pioneers will try and keep their point run going. They pulled it in two. There's a swing and kept alive by the Pioneers. Dumped right back over there up front. That was Marley Wheeler. And there's the stop that Foley was looking for. 18-15 with Deedle up to serve. Michaela Deedle rips it to Kimmon. Sakala feeds Leidenfrost and a lift. Boy, that is a frequent violation for the Pioneers here in the first set tonight. 19-15. That's at least four or five. Another serve. And it is Ashley Sakala from out of bounds over to Olish. Good back row play by Deedle. Here comes a swing and knocked home by Samantha Lebanowski. Samantha, number seven on her blue jersey. Deedle serving again. It's now 20-15. Airs one into the net. 20-16 on the error. And now Piers will serve with Olish. Before that happens, Peyton Magny checks in for Kendra Sakala. Here is the Olish knuckling serve ahead. Middle hit coming. And off the back row of Lochner, still alive, and dumped down. And again, that is Wheeler up front. And the scouting report by Coach Fisher was accurate. The block has been tough tonight for the Falcons. 21-16. Here comes a swing from Leidenfrost. Macy Long in the back row keeps it alive. And there's one into the net off a hit attempt by Madison Barron, well off the net. And it's a 21-17 score. Piers got within two. But they're running out of time here in the first set. Here's a Katie Leidenfrost serve. Comes to the near corner. Up ahead and now from the right side off the Hoskins block and down. A right side kill for Foley's Claudia Shimoleski. And it's 22-17 Falcons. Lochner, Kimmon pushes it to the middle where it's sent over by Olish. Left side now, and that hit is long from the left side by Barron. 22-18. Maddie Lochner to serve. Here's Maddie's serve. Over to Barron in the middle. And over again to Maddie. Up ahead, Olish. And Leidenfrost just pushes it deep to Long. Now short set, directed to the corner. And a heck of a good play there by Foley's Claudia Shimoleski. She saw the back line vacated and just pushed it right to the open spot. 23-18 Foley. Macy Long now will try and serve out the set. Into the net. That won't do it. Not that time. 23-19. And here comes Kendra in to serve, replacing Peyton Magny. 23-19 Foley opening set here in Piers tonight. And it's played ahead. Here comes Barron punching it, and Sakala gets down to play it. Olish is called for that lift again. And it is a set point staring the Pioneers now, 24-19. With a chance to end it here in the first, Claire Shimoleski. Shimoleski to Leidenfrost in the middle. Sakala for Olish, pushes it across to Long. Shimoleski for Barron, sent back to Long. And the block was, oh, they're going to say four hits. No block. Four hit violation on the Falcons. Dickman for Kimmon on a serving substitution. It's now 24-20. As Brenna will send the serve across. Up ahead, Shimoleski for Deedle for the finish. Michaela Deedle makes it 25-20 in the opening set. And Foley jumps out quickly, one set to none. And it looks like we'll be changing courts tonight as the Pioneers gather their things and head to the right. Falcons likewise move to the left. So 1-0 Foley here at the MAC in Piers on You Are Their Sports.
Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect. Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Minnesota.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
And we want to wish a very happy birthday to Rosie today. Happy birthday, Rosie. One of our fine sponsors of Pioneer Sports on You Are Their Sports, Marshick Insurance. So here we go with the second set. Foley goes wire to wire in the opener, 25-20 victory. Pioneers start set two in the court to my right with Magny, Hoskins, Leidenfrost, Kimmen, Lochner, and Olish. And Foley will start the serve with Claire Shimoleski. Well, you're fine. And we're underway. Shimoleski delivers to Lochner. In the middle, Magny, back roll long, keeps it alive to Shimoleski, and free balled over by Samantha Lewandowski. Still a scramble, and there's four hits on Foley. 1-0 Piers, and that's their first lead tonight. Katie Leidenfrost will serve. And Katie, good serve. Long plays it back. Nobody home. A lot of looking around that time by the Foley defense. 2-0 Pioneers. Katie again to serve. And it's played to the back row, up to the net, sent over by Barron. And now it is passed back to Hoskins. Cross court is wide. Olish tried to get it to Lexi from in front of the tower official, and it's 2-1. And the serve now is Madison Barron. Played it to Leidenfrost. Here comes Kimmen on a swing, and she got it. Ashley Kimmen puts her home. Left side hit, right side swing. 3-1. Magny now will serve. Lochner out, Skiba in. Good serve. Played ahead to Samantha Lewandowski, and their swing is long off the attack. 4-1 Pioneers. Foley trails Piers in the Granite Ridge standings by a half a game. Serve long, and then Barron to Magny out back. Near side for Kimmen. Ashley dug back roll by Barron. Dumped over to Leidenfrost. And now set up by Skiba. Tipped and kept alive. Deedle will send it long. Michaela Deedle mishits. And a timeout for Foley. Pioneers off to a 5-1 lead in the second set.
Are you looking for a unique volunteer opportunity? Did you know Big Brothers Big Sisters has a school-based program in Piers? Right now, we are in need of high school big brothers and adult bigs for our Piers program. You'll be paired with an elementary student and will meet with them at their school for about 30 minutes a week. Matches spend their time together talking, playing games, doing arts and crafts, or playing sports. It's a fun way to make a big difference in a child's life. We're also enrolling youth K through 6th grade for our program. Contact Kayla Meyer at kayla@bigdefenders.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
All right, the Falcons get a point out of the timeout on a Samantha Lewandowski kill. 5-2 Piers, second set. Falcons took the opener 25-20. And Macy Long, their libero, will serve. And it's Katie Leidenfrost chasing Hoskins nearly out of bounds. And a block up front by Foley. Claire Shimoleski. Excuse me, actually, that was Marley Wheeler, 8, not 9. Long, missed wide. And it is a point for the Pioneers on the service error. Sakala in for Hoskins. And it's Piers 6, Foley 3. And it is Sakala's serve. Shimoleski, left side hit, blocked. Olish denies. Kiara makes it 7-3. Sakala will serve again. Kendra into the net. Tried to short serve the Falcons. Didn't quite get enough on it. 7-4. And this is Marley Wheeler. Wheeler hit the top of the net, got it over to Skiba. Sakala pushed across. Kimmon tipped back, down on the floor to play it, was Leidenfrost. And then winning the battle at the net was Foley's Claire Shimoleski. And it's 7-5. And now Wheeler serving again. Marley Wheeler. Olish, that's a tough one. That's going to be a winner. Send it right into the net. No play for Sakala up front. 7-6 now, Foley within one. And the Pioneers go to Cathedral on Thursday to Perham for a tournament Saturday. There's a tying save off the ace off Lochner. Wheeler ties it up with the serve. And it's 7-7. And there's a service error into the net. 8-7 Pioneers. And to serve is Dickman replacing Kimmon. And here is Brenna. Punches it deep to Macy Long. Wheeler in the middle, and the pass was a lift. Mistiming her jump, and that put her all out of kilter. Claudia Shimoleski. And it's 9-7 Pioneers. Another serve for Brenna Dickman. She angles to Long in the near sideline. Dumped over. Dickman races up to play that well. Sakala for Olish. Cross court. Got it. Olish finds the zone. And it's 10-7 Pioneers in the second. Here's Brenna again. She goes to the far corner this time. Wheeler tipped over and down by Foley's Samantha Lewandowski. Kimmon now will check back onto the offensive side as Dickman checks out. 10-8. And Lewandowski rips it across to Lochner. Olish cross court for Leidenfrost. Lewandowski there in the back corner. Sent over by Barron on a free ball. Up to Sakala. And this will be Kimmon from the middle and missed wide. Right on the logo and tried to find the sideline in front of the Falcon bench. Missed it by about the width of the volleyball. 10-9 now, and there's a service error by Lewandowski. 11-9, Pioneers by two. Here's Maddie Lochner to serve. Up two, down a set. And they trade errors. Lochner into the net. 11-10. Michaela Deedle comes in for Macy Long. And Claudia Shimoleski will serve, the sophomore. Kimmon, good first pass to Sakala. Then her pass doesn't give Kiara much of a chance. Kiara went floating and tried to fingertip it over, but into the net. 11-11. Shimoleski now for a lead. Leidenfrost, Sakala, and Magny from a tough angle. Back to the free ball. Leidenfrost, whistle, and the Falcons in the net. 12-11, Pioneers. Hoskins coming in for Sakala. It is Olish serving. Now the sub comes in. Lexi for Kendra. And there's the Olish serve. Hit the net and over. Olish with an ace off the top of the net. And a little rollover serve. 13-11. Olish again. That one is to Barron in the middle. Deedle on a tip. Down to play at Kimmon to Olish. And then Magny will get it across. Up to Shimolesky. Left side and low and off the block. Hoskins got a piece of it, but it's 13-12. And Shimolesky will serve. And it's up to Olish. Magny back to Leidenfrost off the block, and there's a winner for Katie. Katie with her fourth. Pioneers by two, 14-12. Katie serving right to left. Goes back row to Lewandowski to long back to Lewandowski. They get long for the lift. And that stat's starting to even out a little bit now. Pioneers were frequent violators on that play in the first set. Now it's 15-12. Short serve. Free ball to the net for Kimmon. Sets for Olish and over for Hoskins. To long. Up to the net comes Shimolesky. And then Deedle flips it over. Up ahead to Kiara. Wants Magny, and she missed wide. Peyton sends it wide right, and it's a 15-13 Piers lead. And it's Madison Barron serving. Ashley Kimmon's pass to the net is not there. Just mistiming it a little bit, or leading Olish, and Kiara didn't have an opportunity. It's a 15-14 serve now. And that's going to be Magny. Can they get it over? No, they won't. It'll be a four-hit violation, and we're tied at 15. Good serve by Barron, and now Coach Fisher will use a timeout. Each coach uses a timeout here in the second. It is 15-all. Falcons up a set here in Piers.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different, or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit, or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Piers, or check us out on Facebook.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, out of the timeout, Foley has taken the lead on his service ace for Madison Barron. They're up 16-15 now. Barron again. This is Leidenfrost. Up ahead, Olish in the middle. Kimmon from the left side, blocked and played by the Falcons. Pass deep to Maddie Lochner. Back up front to Olish. Hoskins off balance tip, denied up front by Lewandowski. Sent back to Long. Now Foley setting up a deep attack and an ace. Boy, a back row kill by Barron. Nice play by the Falcons, Matty Barron. 17-15 Foley. Another serve for Barron. That's to Kimmon. Tough chance there. Back to Hoskins. Tipped across. Up to the net. Here's a big hit delivered. Samantha Lewandowski puts the hammer down. 18-15, and Falcons are on a run. Katie Leidenfrost for Olish in the middle. Kimmon rips it home. That'll stop that scoring run on an Ashley Kimmon kill to make it 18-16. Skiba replaces Lochner. Magny drops back to serve. Here's Peyton. Macy Long ahead to Shimolesky. Right side, Deedle. There's her best kill. Michaela Deedle zoned in on that one, and it's 19-16 Falcons. And now she checks out, and Claudia Shimolesky returns. And this is Macy Long, their libero, serving. This is Katie Leidenfrost passing ahead to Olish. Kimmon on the left side, kept alive to the back row to Long. Shimolesky for Lewandowski, over for Hoskins. Left side tip by Kimmon, and I think Kimmon was in the net. Yep, that's the call. 20-16, Foley, second set. Long again now as the Falcons have stretched to a 4-point advantage here in the second set. Macy Long to Leidenfrost, Skiba to Hoskin. No, that was Olish. Over. Played by Lewandowski to Shimolesky and tipped over by Wheeler to Leidenfrost. Olish back sets for Hoskins. Big swing, back row Long. Here comes a tip over by Hoskins. Up to the net for Foley's Claudia Shimolesky. There was Lochner running down a swing in the back row. Then Kimmon pumps it across. Short set in the middle, and that's a big hammer. Shimolesky put it home, and Coach Fisher uses her second timeout. 21-16, Foley, second set.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Piers. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and returned back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Foley 21, Pierce 16. We're in the second set. Pierce had the lead for the good portion of the set, but Falcons with a good rally. And now here's Skiba looking for the back row. Long was there, but her pass goes into the net. 21-17, a badly needed point for the Pioneers. Sakala will check in to serve, replacing Lexi Hoskins. First set score was 25-20, wire-to-wire lead for the Falcons. And here comes the serve. Back row Long in the middle. Here comes on a swing. Good dig by Leidenfrost hitting the deck. And Olish squares one up, but played by Long. Punched over by Lewandowski to Leidenfrost. Sakala feeds it for Kimmon, looking for the far side, and tipped into the net by Shimolesky. Claire Shimolesky tried to directional tip that one and just didn't quite elevate enough. 21-18. Pioneers are out of timeouts. Well, he's got one left. Serve comes back to the middle back, and Sakala plays it. Gets it over to Olish off a block, and what a play by Long to get him up to the net. And dumped over by Lewandowski. What a play by Macy Long. Left side, Kimmon, and that's Long again keeping it alive. Back row, and up to the net comes Sakala, and nobody there. That was all Macy Long's point there. She dominated the defense on that sequence, and it's 22-18. And the service coming. Wheeler over to Leidenfrost to Sakulla and now Olish. And that'll go off Wheeler to the back row. Point for the Pioneers. Dickman coming in for Kimmon to serve. Foley 22, Piers 19. Boy, this is such a big one. If the Pioneers can come back and win, you'd hate to fall behind two sets here. First pass comes up to Wheeler. Off the net. That was played there by Olish. Free balled by Skiba, deep to Long. In the middle, big hammer home. Claudia Shimoleski. And it's 23-19. Kimmon back in for Dickman. 23-19, Foley by four. And to serve is Samantha Lewandowski. Ashley Kimmon for Sakulla. Left side, Leidenfrost off the block and down. Katie delivers, 23-20. Lochner to serve with Magny checking in for Skiba. Maddie Lochner to serve, down three in the second. Long, good first pass to Wheeler. Middle hit, Shimoleski. Lochner was there. Now right side, circling around was Olish, but a back row dig by the Falcons got it over to Lochner. Sent back to Lewandowski. Now Shimoleski knocks it off of Sakulla, and it's set point, 24-20. Deedle back in for Long. That was Claire Shimoleski putting it away. This is Claudia Shimoleski to Kimmon, Sakulla, and Olish. Tipped back by Deedle, and there's the set. Back-to-back, 25-20 set scores, and Foley has indeed gone up two sets to none with set three coming up.
At the new Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers, the physical health and well-being of their patients is always their top priority. With a team of highly qualified professionals, they're committed to helping people of all ages overcome their physical ailments and improve the quality of life through better physical health and wellness. Are you suffering from muscle tension and pain, inflammation, and lack of mobility and strength? Do you have spinal issues such as pinched nerves, herniated discs, and sciatica? Or perhaps you're a high school, collegiate, or recreational athlete that requires treatment. For women, Dynamic Therapy and Wellness understands the sensitivity of pelvic floor issues and provides one-on-one care in a comfortable environment. To find out more about how Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers can serve you, stop into their new building on Main Street in Piers or visit their website at dtwmn.com. Dr. Kelsey Meyer grew up in Piers and knows the community, which she's excited and eager to serve. Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers can be reached at 468-7199. That's Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Piers Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Piers Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair.
Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, welcome back to the MAC, where Kiara Olish delivers an ace to start set three, so 1-0 with point two being in play right now. On the Pioneer side, here's Hoskins off the net and over. Deedle finds the back line. Michaela Deedle gets the equalizer up front, right in the middle, and it's 1-1. And the Falcons now will serve. Claire Shimoleski, high ball toss, and a sinking serve that drops in front of Lochner for the eighth. 2-1. Another serve for Claire Shimoleski. This one is handled by Maddie to Olish. Kimmon hits low in the net. 3-1 Falcons. And Pierce heads to St. Cloud to face Cathedral on Thursday night and then to Perham on Saturday morning for a tournament. Pioneers Hoskins off a tip to Long. Played ahead, Wheeler for Barron. Kept alive to Magny. And now it's Leidenfrost back to Macy Long. Shimoleski for Barron. Punches it over for Kimmon. Olish in the middle for Magny. Peyton pushes it. There were the Falcons. Hammered by Deedle, but off the block of Leidenfrost for the Pioneer point. Foley was at the Royalton tournament, as were the Pioneers, to start the season. They went 4-0, beating Mille Lacs in the finals. There's an ace. An ace delivered for Katie. 3-3. They were also at the Sauk Rapids Rice tournament. They went 1-3 there. And they will be at Zimmerman on Thursday. The right side swing, and it is put home there. That is a kill for Foley's Madison Barron. 5 for her. They've spread the wealth pretty well on the kills, according to the stats, anyway, up on the scoreboard. Barron with 5, Deedle 4. And we are Samantha Lewandowski with 5. Claire Shimoleski for Deedle. She'll add 1 to her total. Puts it home again, and it's 5-3. Michaela Deedle and Madison Barron to serve. Here is it. Top spin to Lochner. Olish, right side, Magny on a tip. Played there by Barron. Shimoleski feeds off, and there's another kill for Sam Lewandowski, 6-3. And Barron will serve again. Ace. Boy, the Pioneers just not communicating. They are out of sync. The two back row, Lochner and Leidenfrost, looked, and it was a good 2 feet inside the line. Not sure if either one thought it was going to go long or the other one's responsibility was there, but regardless, miscommunication. Now, finally, the service run ends with an error into the net by Barron. 7-4 here, Skiba into the front, and it is Magny to serve. Foley 7, Pierce 4, Peyton serves. Good hard serve, Long. Off to Deedle, free ball over. And this will be Hoskins gets it across. Lewandowski! Again, Samantha Lewandowski, 8-4. Now Claudia Shimoleski for Macy Long. Deedle serving. Katie, good first pass to Olish. Short set for Skiba, and that works well. Lynn Skiba puts it home. And Sakala will come in for Hoskins. Boy, Lynn was set up perfectly by Kiara. 8-5. Sakala to serve. Foley leading in the third set by 3 points. Deep to the Falcon back row. Lochner now plays it off a swing. Up ahead, Olish off a tip. Long pushes it into the net, and the Falcons won't be able to recover. 8-6. And this is a must-win third set for the Pioneers. Here is Kendra Zakula's serve. Long won't get to that. It's into the crowd. 8-7. And now Kendra can serve to tie it up here. Zakula on the 8-7 serve. The junior looks near side to Lewandowski. Right side, low hit, blocked back by Kimmon and sent deep by Barron back to Leidenfrost. And Kiara, a bad angle, didn't get enough on it to get it to the net. 9-7 Falcons, third set. And this is Marley Wheeler. Wheeler to Leidenfrost, Lochner. Here comes Kiara, kept alive though by the Falcon front row block. Tip back, and somebody's in the net. Falcons in the net. 9-8. Dickman will check in for Kimmon. Brennan can go on a little 6-7-8 point run here. Need one of those. Haven't had one tonight. High floater to Long. Wheeler. Right side swing is off the block and down. Samantha Lewandowski on the right side delivers to make it 10-8. And just like that, Kimmon's back in for Dickman. Kimmon, Lochner, and Leidenfrost in the back. Zakula, Olish, Skiba up front. Here's Ashley playing the serve. And Leidenfrost, free balls deep and long. 11-8. Falcons by three. BBE's home to Hancock tonight. Crosby Ironton home to Walker Hackensack Akeley. Here's Katie looking for the line, and she got it. Leidenfrost puts it right on the service line. 11-9, Magny in for Skiba. And Maddie Lochner to serve. Falcons up two sets. Maddie directs her serve to Macy Long. Left side. Block back, and that hit the hair of the hitter. Barron could not just crane her neck out of the way. She tilted her head as far as she could, but it got the top of her head, and it's 11-10. Now Long to Wheeler in the middle, right side, and that's a kill for Shimoleski. Claudia Shimoleski. Michaela Deedle back for Macy Long. 12-10 Foley, third set. This is Claudia Shimoleski serving. Ashley Kimmon's pass comes right to the middle to Zakula. There's a lift. 13-10. Cross-country team was in action this afternoon. They were over in my neck of the woods. Sox Center running. That serve is long. It just missed. 13-11. Hoskins back in for Kendra Sakala. This is Kiara Olish serving. Here's Kiara's serve low. 14-11. Side out serve goes back to Foley and Claire Shimoleski. That one just over Magny to Lochner, and now Olish on a dump over and sent back. Lochner will send it into the crowd. Hustle play there by Lewandowski. Wins the point for Foley to make it 15-11. Shimoleski serving again, right to left. That high ball toss goes to Lochner, to Kimmen, and this will be Leidenfrost pushing it deep to Macy Long. Here's Michaela Deedle on a tip. Kimmen there to cover it up. Tough play at the net, but Leidenfrost able to get her home. Katie pretty good at that leaner with the left hand. Just able to sneak it inside the antenna and find a soft spot. 15-12, now Katie will serve. And she gives it back on an error into the net. 16-12, Foley. Barron to serve, right to left. Directs it to Katie Leidenfrost. And that pass is a winner by Olish. Kiara able to cross up the Falcons that time to make it 16-13. Instead of passing to a teammate, she just directed it straight over the net. Now Magny serving. Peyton rips it well long. Boy, the Pioneers' service percentage not quite what it has been for most of this year tonight. Too many service errors. And it's 17-13 Foley. Here's Hoskins at the net. Tip back and down up front by Lewandowski. And Wheeler there as well. And Coach Fisher will use the timeout. Foley 18, Pierce 13 in the third.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Pierce Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Pierce Legion Park. A few of them are IP Concrete, Pierce Co-op, Rainstorm, Pierce Service, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabella, Pierce Veterinary Clinic, RB Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Mutual, Advantage One Insurance, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Pierce Eye Care, Piccadilly Pizza, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Oak Lumber, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, West Buckman Electric, Bootleggers Bar, Robert J. Funk Construction, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. To these and all other sponsors who help support Pierce Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
All right, Coach Fisher has one timeout left. Pioneers need a stop here. It's Deedle serving. Well, they'll get it. Deedle sends it into the net to make it 18-14 Foley. Hoskins checks out. Kendra Sekulah grabs the volleyball and goes back to serve, left to right. Pioneers trail by two sets here on their home court. Trying to extend a four-match winning streak. It's going to take a big comeback there. There's Leidenfrost playing one up to Olish. Olish over her shoulder gets it to Shimoleski. Now to Long and passed over by Barron. Here comes Skiba, and that's Long. 19-14 Falcons. And it's Marley Wheeler to serve. Wheeler, and that is an ace. Wheeler sneaks it right into the corner. And that makes it a 20-14 score. Wheeler again. Over to Leidenfrost, running it down Sekulah, and Olish outside the antenna. She got it in the court, but at an illegal angle. 21-14 Foley, and now Coach Wheeler is going to bring in Haley Studensky for Barron, and it's Wheeler serving. Marley Wheeler, Lochner, and this is Olish. Back row for Long, free ball, one at the net by Foley, but they're in the net. They're going to get Claudia Shimoleski into the net. 21-15 a score. And Brenna Dickman will come in to serve. Gets the whistle. And Brenna to Long, up to the net to Wheeler for Claire Shimoleski. Dickman with a fine play. Back to Long. pushes it ahead to Studensky. And Shimoleski free balls it to Lochner. Ahead to Sakulla. Middle for Leidenfrost. Wheeler was there. And a big swing by Lewandowski to put it home. Samantha Lewandowski, 22-15. Kimmen in, Dickman out. And time running short for the Pioneers here tonight. And this will be Samantha Lewandowski to serve. Here's Samantha. Over for Leidenfrost. Sakulla back to Katie. And played by Lewandowski, but ricocheting off the Raptors and down. 22-16. A wicket hit there by Katie, earning the point and the side-out serve for Maddie Lochner. Maddie goes to Long. Wheeler. And that is Claudia Shimoleski delivering off the block. The sophomore puts another kill up, her third. 23-16 Foley, and Claudia Shimoleski at the line to serve. Katie Leidenfrost to Sakulla. This is Peyton Magny down the middle for the winner. Peyton Magny puts the Pioneers at 23-17. Hoskins replaces Sakulla, and it'll be Olish serving now. Here's Kiara, goes middle back to Lewandowski, and then free balled over by Michaela Dietl. Olish, nobody there on the left side, finally tracked down by Kimmen and free balled across. Studensky on a tip, played by Kiara to Hoskins. Left side, Leidenfrost off the block and down for Katie's kill. Ninth for Katie Leidenfrost, 23-19, or 18. I thought I saw 19 go up, but they brought it back off the board. 23-18. Kiara played there by Barron in the middle, directed over by Dietl on a tip. Hoskins plays it left side, blocked off his swing by Leidenfrost by Dietl. Hoskins tips it down the side to Long, who sprawls. And Shimoleski on a free ball back to Kimmen. To Olish in the middle, right side Hoskins. Cross court to Wheeler. Near side, here comes Barron for the kill. And it's match point Foley, 24-18. And Katie needs a tire shoe. So at the service line is Claire Shimoleski, trying to serve out the match. Claire to Lochner, ahead to Olish. Right side for Katie, blocked back and down, and there it is. Foley with the win, 25-18, to close out the sweep. Foley ends the Pioneers' four-match win streak in decisive fashion tonight. We'll begin the postgame show next. Foley 3, Pierce nothing.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Ryanie a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft.
To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Well, the Foley Falcons defeat the Pierce Pioneers 3-0 tonight in Granite Ridge action. Coach Fisher joins me, and Coach, your scouting report was right on the button. A very tough block up front made life difficult tonight for the Pioneer attack.
Yeah, and I think we just kind of had a little bit of an off night.
Fortunately, it's the first match of the week, not the last one, so you got plenty of time to, you know, getting back here tomorrow, work on a few things, and get ready for a big one Thursday down in St. Cloud.
Yeah. Hopefully we can regroup, have a good focus practice tomorrow, and be ready to go hard on Thursday against Cathedral.
Pioneers have played pretty well at Cathedral in recent memory, especially in your tenure.
Yeah.
I mean, you've had some pretty classic matches with the Crusaders down there. What do we expect from Cathedral? Liken their style to somebody we've seen?
They're maybe a little bit similar to Foley. I would say that Foley's block is probably a little bit stronger, but Cathedral runs a faster offense, and they're just really pretty solid all the way around, so we're going to really have to step it up and play tough.
One thing, if it wasn't the block, their libero played an exceptionally strong game. It just was so tough to find any openings. When you would get it by the block, they had somebody in the back row anyway, so it really made life difficult in that regard too.
Yep. Yeah, and I think another thing that kind of got us down a little bit was the reffing, and, you know, it's not like it was called a lopsided or anything, but calling the lift, and it just kind of takes the wind out of our sails a little bit sometimes, and it's hard to fight back from that and get over it at the beginning of the match.
When that type of thing is occurring and during timeouts or whatever, how do you address that with your players? You know, if you don't know what they're really doing wrong, how do you correct something that you're not sure is a violation?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where it's the style of our setters, and I just tell them you can't change anything. You just have to go out there. Just try not to let it get in your head, and you just got to go out there and do your thing, and we'll be fine.
All right. Well, Coach, we'll see you Thursday down in St. Cloud.
All right, thanks.
All right, that is Coach Beth Fisher as the Pioneers fall tonight 3-0 to Foley. Set scores 25-20, 25-20, and 25-18. So Foley picks up their third conference win. They are 3-3 now. And the Pioneers fall a shade under 500 in the conference, dropping to 3-4. Next up for Foley will be another conference match at Zimmerman. Pioneers hit the road to St. Cloud coming up on Thursday. So we'll wrap it up next from Pierce as Foley wins on the road tonight, 3-0 over the Pioneers.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Are you fed up with trying to figure out technology and just want someone to help? If that's the case, then visit us at Design Electronics in Little Falls. Hi, this is Nick. Our service team has the expertise to help you out with your techie issues. We do it all from removing viruses on computers, setting up routers and printers, and getting your office or home networked. We also offer and install a full suite of home and business security products. Our team of technicians are experts at what they do and make sure it's done right. For the expert service you want and deserve, visit us at Design Electronics today.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309.
Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
UniBank is banking built around you. Their UConnect Checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper to bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Foley sweeps the Pioneers tonight, 3 sets to none, 25-20, 25-20, 25-18. And the cross-country team was in Sauk Center today. Girls finished third, led by Chloe Lochner, 10th place finish. And the boys finished in 6th place with Ethan Kowalczyk finishing in 5th. Alyssa Gall was 2nd. Haley Gall 3rd in the JV for the girls. And Gunther Dodge was the top finisher for the boys' JV with a 27th. On the girls' junior high, Piers finished 3rd as a team. And Quinn Gruber finished 3rd. Chloe Squira was 6th. on the boys' junior high, they were fifth place with Henry Stamm going 20th, Brandon Sellinger 27th for the Piers junior high squad. Full results will be on my Facebook page later on tonight. We'll be back and wrap it up with our Frosties player of the match after this.
Frosty's Barn Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a Phelan Meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
Well, I don't think she had a service error tonight, as her role has evolved into being their service specialist. So Brenna Dickman will be tonight's Frosty's player of the match. Congratulations to Brenna. We'll see you Thursday when the volleyball team heads to St. Cloud to face St. Cloud Cathedral High School. 7:15 match time. Foley heads to Zimmerman on Thursday for their next outing. Again, 3-0 Falcons over Piers tonight, and you heard it on Your There Sports. Good night, everybody.